In Argentina, newly selected President Eduardo Duhalde is preparing a national economic salvation plan. It is likely to include the devaluation of the peso. The new government has also hinted it will back away from the U.S.-inspired free market reforms of the 1990s. Many Argentines blame those reforms for the economy's collapse. NPR's Martin Casti has more from Buenos Aires.
Who lost Argentina? That question has become a favorite parlor game, both here and in Washington, D.C. Was it the fault of the International Monetary Fund, which refused to bail out the Argentine government last month? Or was it purely a homegrown collapse? In his inaugural speech, Argentina's newest president, Eduardo Duhalde, blamed what he called the current economic model. In Latin American politics, that's usually code for American-style free market economics.
Sentar las bases de un modelo nuevo.
In order to lay down the foundation of a new economic and social model, we need to break with the single-mindedness that insists that there's no alternative to the reigning model. This is a fallacy.
This has been interpreted as a repudiation of the policies of the 1990s, when former President Carlos Menem sold off government-owned industries and opened the country to foreign imports, turning his country into the darling of U.S. officials, who believed free market economics was the best solution for Latin America. Many of Duhalde's supporters say the opening of the country's economy caused local industries to close and the unemployment rate to rise to nearly 20%. Hardly a day goes by without a protest march against the Spanish conglomerate that bought the telephone company or against cheap imported shoes from Brazil. But for economist José Luis Espert, the real problem is that Argentina never really opened up its economy. He says the U.S. was fooling itself when it saw Argentina as the vanguard of Yankee-style capitalism in Latin America.
We have no competition. We have foreign direct investment, but in a corporativistic way. The Spanish people never wants to compete, so they invest in Argentina. This is one of the reasons why the United States has invested only a little money in Argentina.
Espert says despite the privatizations, Argentina never let go of the monopolistic industries and overspending public sector that were set up by President Juan Perón in the 1940s.
The Argentine fiscal policy has been the most irresponsible that I have known in the last century. The true fiscal deficit has been accumulative during 10 years, 100 billion in an average 10 billion per year. This amount of fiscal deficit is a bomb, is an atomic bomb, and this atomic bomb is exploding right now.
And on this point, Esper says the United States and the IMF do share some blame because they closed their eyes to Argentina's giant deficits. The IMF finally did crack down about a year ago, saying it would lend more bailout money to Buenos Aires only if the government made drastic spending cuts. When President de la Rúa failed to cut the deficit enough, the IMF withheld the money in a display of tough love, and de la Rúa was hounded out of office within a few weeks. Among regular Argentines, there's great cynicism about the local political class. It's generally believed that billions of dollars of public debt can be traced back to politicians' personal slush funds. But Nelly Maria, a retired teacher standing in line outside a Buenos Aires bank, says there's also a sense that the godfathers of capitalism in Washington failed to rescue Argentina at its darkest hour.
In the States, they didn't calculate the danger in which we were if we continued paying so high interests, because we are in this moment in a great danger of a civil war or communism.
Those scenarios don't seem that likely, but it is possible that Argentina could see a resurgence of old-fashioned peronism, with a return to closed borders and greater state involvement in industry. It's certainly become fashionable to invoke Juan Perón's name again, as President Duhalde demonstrated on Tuesday night.
Presidente Juan Domingo Perón, y deba Perón.
Duhalde certainly is a believer in big government. The deficit in the province of Buenos Aires nearly tripled during his years as governor in the 1990s. But even if Duhalde intends to start similar spending on the national level, it's hard to see where he'll find the money. During the 1990s, foreigners in New York and London were happy to lend to Argentina, but now they've turned off the tap and left the country to its own devices. Martin Casti, NPR News, Buenos Aires.